You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Steven.
And I'm Brett.
And we are the Broadway Husbands.
We are just your all-American married couple making a living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure to leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands.
And we are proud to be partners of the Broadway Podcast Network. Go to broadwaypodcastnetwork.com/Broadway Husbands to check out all of the amazing content that BPN has. And if you want to help support the arts at this time, check out Broadway Life Apparel. It's our own, designed by me, Broadway-themed apparel line, including hats, masks, phone cases, t-shirts that all go to benefit charities at this time, but also go to help represent your passion for theater. So go check that out at broadwaylifeapparel.com.
All right, so today is the day. We are driving from Pittsburgh to Texas, so it's day one. And we're going to stop in Tennessee. That's like as far as we're going to drive today. We've gotten a little bit of a late start.
How many hours does the GPS say it is?
It's like 8:45, 8 hours and 45 minutes.
And we're staying with my college roommate who I haven't seen in forever and Steven's never met.
That's right. We've gotten a little bit of a later start than we wanted because it took us a lot longer to get all of our stuff in the car. We thought we had it all kind of packed, and
we just kind of last minute we started shoving things in because we were just
we knew we had like less stuff going this time than we had coming from New York, but for some reason it was still really hard to get it in the car. And you know, so we're getting ready to get going here.
We're taking our little Chevy HHR. What's been really nice is that Steven's dad, who worked for GM for a long time, has friends who know Chevrolet cars, so he could like fix it up for us and make it work.
Yeah, so there's no doubt that
he replaced the brake pads and like did some,
there was actually something really wrong
because she's a 2006.
Yeah, it's an old car, and but you know, they fixed it up, and so now there's really no doubt that we will have a problem on the road, so I'm not really worried about that. You know, I'm just excited to get going, but at the same time, I'm just like, don't want to leave because I know it's going to take us a minute to get situated again. And there's just been a lot of shuffling around lately. And I look forward to being in one place for more than a little bit and just feel a little bit more comfort.
It feels super, like, I just feel so unsettled at this moment because it's just been nonstop since we moved out of our apartment.
Yeah, I mean, well, since March is, of course, obviously unsettling because of everything. And then adding kind of moving on top of it and not really having a real place to go to yet, even though...
it's been so nice to be working.
Yeah, it's been great to be working.
Steven's, like, teaching a lot.
Yeah.
And then I'm coaching in my business a lot and building my business. And it's like, if we didn't have that right now, like, that's the one anchor I feel like we've had through all of this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's given us a schedule, it's given us a purpose, it's given us something to show up,
some income
and some and money. That's like always a good thing, right?
Yeah,
especially in this time of craziness and uncertainty. But you know, I'm gonna drive as far as I can drive today, and then at some point I'm sure I'll get sick of it and say, Brett, you need
Steven
to drive the rest of the
way. Steven never wants me to drive. He always wants to do all the driving.
Well, no, because what happens is if I don't drive, then Brett feels like he has to constantly check his phone or do things and he can't commit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he can't
You've
commit.
Never told me that.
Yeah, he can't commit to the actual driving because he's always distracted. So
that's not true.
A little bit.
I just want you to put on a good playlist or a good podcast.
So it's better if I just drive and get it done because, and then he can do all the other things. So that's why I normally do it.
It's a long way to drive, and Steven really does like to drive. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, no, I do. I really like it. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to get going.
But I do have to, like, at some point, just take the keys from him and be like, I'm driving, because you need a break.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how we do. And I'm thinking we'll probably have to stop, like, 3 times for gas. What do you think?
Well, we have a full tank right now.
I would say only twice. Okay, so the third time includes the first.
No, but I already did it, like, the night before, or last night. I did
You're
it.
You're so good at filling it up.
I know. Thank you.
All right, so we'll touch base with you guys as we finish our trip.
All right.
Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's day 2 of our road trip or travel from Pittsburgh to Houston, Texas. We just spent the night in Tennessee with Brett's college roommate from OU.
Yeah. Steven got to see some old photos of us from my freshman and sophomore year of college.
Which, you know, I had seen maybe one or two, but she had some really good ones. And Brett looked so young and innocent and
I look
sweet.
The same, right?
Yeah, you do. Basically. Basically the same.
It was really cool to see her name's Sarah and her husband and their kids are just so great.
Like, yeah.
Just super creative and beautiful house.
Smart. They live in they have such beautiful land and they don't have a farm, but they lease out some of their land. So there's animals on there, you know, really close by. You can see all kinds of horses. It's really beautiful. And the bed that we slept in there was so comfortable.
Steve,
I know that's so silly, but like, I guess I've been sleeping on some uncomfortable beds. My back has really been bothering me. And I slept so well and woke up and my back didn't feel like it had been bent in some weird position the whole night. Anyways, I feel very good. And we're on the road. We're on, what is this, 96?
65. Not even close.
65 South. And we are going to stop in Birmingham, Alabama.
To say hi to my cousin who lives there, who we saw last year in Charleston, or 2 years ago in Charleston.
2 years ago now.
Because
it was right when we first moved to Charleston and everyone's there for a wedding.
It is really interesting talking to people, you know, especially people who are living sort of in rural life, who just assume that we, because we've lived in New York, that we wouldn't want to live that life. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they were like, oh yeah, but you're going to be bored here.
Like, who? Did they say that?
Sarah has said that, yeah. And I'm like, no, this looks ideal.
Yeah. It's pretty nice to me.
Lots of space.
They have a huge house.
Lots of daylight.
Open space, bright light, you know, because so many windows and beautiful finishes. And so it looks like they're able to, especially in this time, this day and age, when we have to kind of self-isolate, it seems like the perfect situation to do that.
Yeah.
And super grateful for their hospitality and just made it really nice.
Well, does it
real
feel like
nice,
like y'all. When you meet like Sarah and you see the photos of us from Oklahoma, does it like what is your opinion? Like, what do you think? Because you were in New York at the time, so like, are you thinking like, does it look like a different life?
Yes. I mean, it does look like a different life because, I mean, I didn't go to college, so I was like, it appears to me after seeing your photos over the years and videos of the college experience, maybe it was, but it doesn't appear as competitive and cutthroat as, and I'm not saying that the ballet world is cutthroat. I don't mean that like in a negative way, but
or maybe I do, but, you know, there's definitely like a lot, it felt like
the stakes
were super high all of the time in my, my middle school and high school, life, or at least they were for me, you know? And so maybe that was just the pressure that I put on myself to achieve something and make something happen.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So like that in itself is just totally different. And it seems like just by looking at photos and knowing your friends that you guys had, you know, good times together and really learned who you were as people. And I don't think that I didn't do that, but I don't think that I had a lot of time necessarily to just kind of be a person ever. You know, in those formative years, I think I was just busy dancing and that's all I did. And, you know, it just was a consuming great thing, but, you know, I think that was part of my whole internal struggle growing up, was that I always felt like I needed, or I was missing out on something, you know, especially in my like late teens to early 20s when I knew I would be in college. I always kind of had this fantasy of like, what if I could still just like quit and like go to college. So like I always had that kind of thought in my head of like, wait.
And it's funny because I always had the thought in my head, what if I quit college and just went and started working professionally? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's because I was in this like, even before I was like a professional, I guess you would say, I, you know, was in that intense environment. So I was already like kind of, ooh, what if I went back to school and was just like a normal kid? Like, I think that was like always.
And so you see those photos and that's what that looks like.
Yeah. It looks like, it looks really nice and fun. And
I mean, like, those years at OU,
and you got to meet great people. Not that I didn't meet great people, but you're like just like really nice friends. And I don't know.
Those 2 years at OU were very informative for me because I lived kind of a, I guess, sheltered life.
Yeah.
With my family, the way they raised us. And so being around other people interested in the same things I was interested in, and, you know, it was very informative. And Sarah and her husband, Michael, were so supportive of me, even not really knowing me.
Right.
They always found ways to, like, support me. And even today, even, it was very
sweet. They were so sweet.
Very supportive.
Yeah, they are still supportive, clearly.
Even though we don't talk that often, it just felt really good. But I will say, like, you know, our life is just different. You know, we've lived a very different life.
They
only did New York for about 3 or 4 years and then moved to the suburbs of Nashville and had kids and started raising a family. And I think even telling them the stories of Charleston and moving back to New York and the drama of it all, you can tell that that's the reason they moved.
They
there
moved,
was to,
yeah.
avoid
to avoid
all of that
situations that sometimes we've been in. But they're just so sweet and yeah. nice.
So now we're going to continue our road trip.
Now we're driving through some fog. It's a foggy morning here
in Tennessee. We're going to be
born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
We're going to be in Birmingham, Alabama shortly.
An hour and a half.
Anything else?
No, I mean, I just wanted to tell everyone what was going on.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we'll check in just a little bit.
All right, so we just left Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
And Brett's uncle Kippy, who I've never met, and it was really exciting to get to finally meet him. Brett and I have been together for, what year is this? Going on 13 years. Oh my God. And I've never met his uncle Kippy. We've talked on the phone a couple times, and he's always wanted to meet me, and we've just never had the opportunity and been close enough to each other to get to see each other. So I met... So I got to meet him today.
And my Aunt Sandra.
And Sandra. Yeah.
And Kippy had had some crazy things happen with his brain in the last few years. So we hadn't seen him. And it was really nice to get to catch up. Of course, you know, socially distanced and all that. And then, but right before that, which I was super proud of us, we drove from Birmingham straight to New Orleans. I did all the driving.
No, you didn't. I drove the whole way from Birmingham to New Orleans, and then once we got to New Orleans, I was like, I'm not driving anymore.
I did all the driving.
After that. After New Orleans.
So we literally drove to New Orleans, parked the car on, was it Dolphin Street? Which street was it?
Decatur.
Parked it on Decatur, paid like $2, walked to Cafe Du Monde, waited in line, got some beignets. It was a little intense, New Orleans. I mean, it was a little bit like New York is dead. Times Square is like vacant. This was not. This was a lot of people. It was a little weird. So that was kind of uncomfortable, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
We were definitely paranoid.
Yeah, super paranoid. A lot of high anxiety. Yeah, I was excited once we finally got a chance.
But the beignets were good.
The beignets were good. They were super hot. It's weird. They didn't burn my mouth, but they burned my fingers. So when I was holding it, it was burning my fingers. But when I put it in my mouth, it didn't burn it. It was really
strange. They were good.
Yeah, it was really good.
And then we drove. It's only like an hour and a half to Baton Rouge, which is where my dad's from.
Yeah.
And that was kind of nice to get to spend time with them.
And so now we're driving to Bridge City.
Which is where my brother lives.
Yeah.
And I was hoping we'd get on the road while it was still daylight and Stephen could see Atchafalaya Swamp. But it's
After
already
three
dark.
Hours. We were there for we three only, hours.
I thought we'd be there for an hour. We were there for 3 hours. It's pretty late. We're getting really tired.
Yeah.
2 days of driving is a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of Shuford time. Steven's getting a lot of Shuford in.
That's right.
But we're going to head to Bridge City, and then tomorrow morning we're going to finish our hour and a half drive to my parents' house. Because, Steven, what's happening? Why are we driving to Texas? I don't think we've really announced it on here. You're teaching
for
school.
Well, we're going to spend time with your family, and I'm going to be teaching at a school called Vitaka Vocational Academy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we're just going to be spending some time in Texas for the next 3 months. And it's perfect because we've been wanting to come spend time down here anyways during the pandemic. And this was an excuse to do that and kind of just live here for a minute until things kind of straighten out a little bit, you know?
Yeah. It'd be nice to be in one place for once. We got a furnished apartment. Which we're moving into after staying with my parents for a week. And I think it's going to be really nice to just be in one place
for a moment
where I can run my business and
me too, and teach and self tape and all the stuff.
Do our podcasts.
Do the podcasts.
But we have a favor to ask of you guys. If you have a chance, shoot us an email or a message on Instagram and let us know what you would like us to record for you in future episodes as we start to enter a new season during this pandemic. We want to help you guys get through this, entertain you guys in however many ways we can, and inform, you know, inspire and educate you guys as well. So shoot us a message. We are so grateful for all of you for listening to our podcast. We cannot believe this is episode like 30 something at this point. So we're super grateful to have you listen, and we want to get to know you even better. So shoot us a message and let us know how we can do that.
Yeah.
And don't forget to love who you love
and love what you do.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.